That was pretty good. It's called Malik by Lafayette Afro Rock Band off of the album Malik. This next song is by Erykah Badu, and it's off of the album Mama's Gun, a very, very good album. It's called Didn't You Know, and I hope you like it. That was Didn't You Know by Erykah Badu off of her album Mama's Gun. I got Genius open up right now on my laptop here, and it says that Erykah Badu worked for the producer Jay Dilla, who's pretty good, for this song. In 2001, Erykah talked about how she and Dilla created this track. She says, I met him through, and then I got to click read more, but I don't want to do that. So that's all I got. Listening to the Sublime Space Show, DJ Zap McTragic, it's our inaugural episode. That's pretty fun. I'm supposed to read these PSAs. So here's one. It's called food thermometer use. Make sure your family's meal is perfectly cooked, perfectly safe. Use a food thermometer. Visit isitdoneyet.gov. And they have, like, they have in parentheses how you're supposed to say isitdoneyet.gov, where they, like, spell it the way you pronounce it, but it's, they just add the spaces, so they must think I'm a moron. You know how college kids are always grilling burgers in autumn? Stick around. I have some more songs. I have I got the Evaporators coming up. They're pretty fun. I have the Beatles. I have Lil Nas X. Oh, we got all sorts of great stuff. But right now, we have King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Boogeyman Sam, off of their album Fishing for Fishies. It's one of the two albums they've had come out this year so far. The other one's something about rats. This one's pretty good, though. I like this song. This is a good song. I hope you like it, too. I'm going to play it for you now. So, here we go. That was Nowhere to Run by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Song before it, Boogeyman Sam by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Nowhere to Run, that's a good song. I want to say that if you play it on Spotify sometimes, a Genius thing comes up. And I believe, if I remember this correctly, they start like quoting the artist about it. Martha Reeves is like, yeah, no, I connected with the song a lot because I had a bad foot, so I had nowhere to run. And I'm like, man, that's what the song's about. I listened to it wrong. This next song, got a lot of good songs, but this next one is also good. It's by Chuck Berry. It's called Roll Over Beethoven. Great classic rock and roll song. And it's going to follow it up with The Evaporators and then Beck. So here we go. Rock and Roll, Roll Over Beethoven by Chuck Berry. That was Addicted to Cheese by The Evaporators off of the album Ripple Rock. And if you pay attention, also if you know who this guy is, the lead singer of The Evaporators is none other than Canada's own Nardwar the Human Serviette, who is a local radio host in Vancouver, British Columbia, who also is a music journalist. So if you ever get a chance, check out one of his interviews that he does, probably with a hip-hop artist, or you can find highlights online. He is probably the most well-researched and also eccentric music journalist out there. And he always gets good reactions from the people he's interviewing from. So I strongly encourage you to check him out. But he also has a good band called The Evaporators off the album Ripple Rock. This album, they signed to Alternative Tentacles, Jello Biafra's label. Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys. I don't know why any of this matters. I just like pretending that I know things. And so this next song is by the artist Beck off of his album Modern Guilt, and it's called Gamma Ray. It's pretty good. Give it a listen. those two songs were Gamma Ray by Beck and Something by the Beatles. And I just realized I need to do more radio public service announcements. So, here is more information about food thermometers. Oh, this one has a script. It's called Food Thermometer Use 30-Second Version. Here we go. So it starts with outdoor sounds, birds, etc. So, and the sounds of a cookout, meal sizzling on the grill. Tss, tss. Russ, serve up those burgers. They look done. Mike, you can't tell if they're safe to eat by looking at the color of the meat. Is that a meat thermometer? Looks like my kid's video game. It's digital, and it beeps when the meat is perfectly cooked. Leave it to you to own the most cutting-edge barbecue technology. You better believe it when it comes to keeping our kids safe. Good point.
Hey, Dad, is it done yet?
Boop, boop, boop.
Sure is. Perfectly cooked, perfectly safe. For more information, visit www.isitdoneyet.gov. I like Dad, too, being out here saying, leave it to you to own the most cutting-edge barbecue technology. Like, these dads have a history. He's like, oh, of course. No, this guy took my job. Gets to buy all the fancy tech. Yeah. Well, that's one of the scripts. This one is called Food Thermometer Use 60-Second Version. It starts with outdoor. Hey, this is the same. So now I'm going to play a song called Tough Ghost. It's by the Unicorns. It's off of the album Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone. It's a pretty good song by a pretty good band. I only know this one song, so I'm assuming they're good. And it's got some pretty good riffs.
Tough crowd,
Now, I don't care who you are, you have to admit that those were some good riffs. That was Tough Ghost by the Unicorns, I'm telling you it for a second time. And if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, the Sublime Space Show with DJ Zap McTragic over here. And this next song I'm going to play for you, I've only got a couple more songs left. I got some Lil Nas X. This song's called Panini. It's his second single after, can't remember the name of the first one, but, and it's not as good as the first one, but it is still good in its own right. So let's give it a listen. Panini by Lil Nas X.
Don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go. Why you tryna keep me teeny? It's a dreamy. Wished it on a genie. I got famous finally, and she wanted me to see me. I thought you want this for my life. For my life. Said you wanted to see me thrive. You lied. Just say to me what you really want from me. Just say. Don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go. Why you tryna keep me teeny? Now they need me. Number one, I'm screaming. Oh, yeah, you used to love me. So what happened? What's the meaning? I thought you want this for my life. For my life. Said you wanted to see me thrive. You lied. Now when it's all done, I get the upper hand. And I need a big bitch, not another fan. Took it to 10.
USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service, reminding you to make sure your family meal is perfectly cooked and perfectly safe by using a food thermometer. More information available on the web at isitdoneyet.gov. It's all in caps, that's how you have to say it. That song was Beware of Darkness by George Harrison off of his album All Things Must Pass. In my opinion, Stands is possibly the best Beatles solo album. John Lennon's first album, John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band, also very good, although in a very, very different way. Those of you familiar with that album probably don't have to probably know what I'm talking about. Two Beatles-related songs, I guess, Something and Beware of Darkness, also both written and sung by George Harrison, so got a lot of George Harrison today. George Harrison fans, that was for you. We're getting close to the end of the show. Only two more songs left. Man, I did not time this out very well. But this next song here is called Lovely Is Today. It's by Eddie Harris, and it's off of the album Plug Me In. So I'm going to plug this song in. Lovely Is Today. Man, I am the worst DJ. We'll be right back. Oh yeah, that was Lovely Today by Eddie Harris off of the album Plug Me In. That was a good song. Folks, it's the end. It's the end of the show, not the end of school year. And I gotta end you with a good song. So, since this is the Sublime Space Show, not sad anymore, this is the Sublime Space Show, we're going to reach another level, all right? I've been reading a lot of Karl Marx, you know, to discover myself, and, you know, I want to take you to a song that's going to reach you to another level, just like Karl Marx did for me. This song is by Sly and the Family Stone. It's called I Want to Take You Higher, and it will take you higher because it's a really good song. So here we go. Sly and the Family Stone, I Want to Take You Higher. I think it's off of Stand, but this version comes from Greatest Hits. I don't know. Let's go. higher, 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 higher. Man, that was a good song. That Theodore Adorno, let me tell you, writes every song in pop music, still keeps churning out the hits. All right, folks, that's all for this show. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been the Sublime Space Show, Season 1, Episode 1, with DJ Zap McTragic. Come tune in next week. Also, tune into all the other good shows we got. Spooky Ookies, that's the thing show. And the show that my friends have. They're probably pretty good. I don't listen to them, but you should. And, yeah, thanks for tuning in. And, I hope you guys enjoyed all the songs. That is it. Good night.